Hey everybody, welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Nicola.
And I'm Vlad.
So this is the episode before Build.
Exactly.
Right? So Build is happening next week. And unfortunately, we're not gonna do another This Week on Channel 9 next week because we're gonna be busy with other things at Build. And I'm sure you're gonna be busy with reading other news that are gonna be announced at Build. But we thought since, you know, we already saw Satya's rehearsals, we know what's gonna happen. And instead of doing This Week on Channel 9, let's do Next Week on Channel 9. So let's tell you what's gonna be announced at Build. So I think the first thing you're gonna see is that Satya is going to come on stage and he's going to show you all the new things and then the show ends and then everyone's going to go and do their sessions, essentially, yeah. So that was it. It's a full day of all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a full week of all kinds of cool stuff. So, I mean, hopefully all this stuff we told you is actually going to help you plan your day better. And
it's going to be great.
Actually, one of the first stories that we have for Build is that there's a new application now released for any platform out there.
Well, and I installed it this morning. It's a great app.
It is, yeah. It's lets you create your own schedule. You can see what sessions are out there. It's great. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, and I had no idea what sessions are gonna be there. So I realized it actually this morning.
Oh yeah, it just came out. Now, if you are curious, you can type my name in there and there's actually a session.
Yay.
I'm gonna be presenting a session there. So if you wanna come to my session, you should do it.
And you can type my name too and there is no session.
But
I just save you some time.
Okay, fine.
So,
but come to if you want to say hi, come to the session and we'll have fun. I'm sure you're gonna be there too.
I don't know, maybe.
Oh come on,
I'm gonna be
friend.
Busy with something else.
Whatever, man. Don't want to come to my session.
Okay. But all right,
anyway.
Let's go back to real news. And this week was huge.
Yeah, we had a big announcement this week.
Surface Laptop and Windows 10 S. It's actually, it's kind of like, we had basically three announcements this week. First, it's Windows 10 S. It's a special version of Windows where you can be sure about the security and the performance, where like you need to install all the apps from Windows Store. And those are not only UWP apps, obviously, right? So like those apps ported with the desktop bridge are also included. That was the first big deal. Second big deal was about I would say the product line for education and for creators, which we actually expanding, right? And the third big deal was, and it suddenly became the biggest deal because everyone likes gadgets and devices, it's Surface Laptop.
Right, yeah, the Surface Laptop, a whole new device in the Surface family. We have the Surface Pro, we have the Surface device, the Surface Book, the Surface Studio, now we have just a Surface Laptop.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool. I read somewhere that you know, it reminds people of a designer handbag, the way it's been designed, all this stuff. So it's actually, it's a really beautiful design that people have been raving about. It's really cool.
Yeah, and again, this new laptop, it's only about new design, which is actually, like, this is something I love about it. But it's also about battery time and performance again. Those are really cool specs, and for the price, you're getting a good machine.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, it was an education event after all, right? So one of the biggest things that we also announced there was related to Minecraft. And we talked about the Minecraft Education Edition and how, well, first of all, it's going to be free on selected PCs. If you buy a selected PC, you get a year of Minecraft Education Edition on that PC. But the biggest news there was we actually announced a way for you to bring code writing and development into Education Editions for kids. They can actually start writing code with blocks. You can even jump directly to JavaScript while they're playing the game and they can actually start developing the worlds. It's a really big deal.
Plugin development was always a big deal for Minecraft. A bunch of people were developing plugins, you know, new kinds of objects, you know, they were inventing things, and this is how Minecraft became popular. Mm-hmm. Like, the plugins were a big part of the ecosystem. And now we're kind of making it official, right, basically, and we built an easy way to start getting into that, you know, diving into that area, because previously it was, you know, it was kind of quite complicated process.
Yeah, but people still did it, kids still did it, and
still
doing it. So it's just an easier way for even bigger audiences of children and other developers to get into it. It's really cool.
And if you want to go a bit wider than just Minecraft development, we made the .NET Framework 4.7 generally available. And it's not just about, you know, making it official. It's also about availability on platforms other than Windows 10.
That's right.
The operating systems other than Windows 10.
That's right. We announced it available with the Creators Update when Creators Update came out. But this week, we actually made it available to other versions of Windows 10. So people can start actually targeting the .NET Framework 4.7 on other versions of Windows 10 and be able to use these applications mm-hmm. built on top of this, which is really cool.
Yeah, and if you want to make .NET better, you may think like, oh man, contributing to .NET is a quite complex process, so complicated, like I'm not skilled enough, I just want to use it. But that's actually different. And Ryan Williams made a post about basically myths about contribution to .NET.
No, I really like this blog post because, well, as most people already know, I'm a big contributor of the UWP Community Toolkit, and I'm one of the maintainers for it. And we get a lot of developers that are already developing for and mm-hmm. doing pull requests for this. And we always tell people that no matter what, you have an idea, whatever, just make a suggestion on user voice, or if you know of something that you want to develop, make a pull request. We'll review it. Doesn't matter what it is. And the blog post that Ryan has made actually goes through all the different four myths that he's gone through himself mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. figure out, well, I'm not good enough. Well, that's not true. This is why. Oh, this is too complex. People will think I'm a fraud. No, and it goes through all these different steps. And it's a great blog post for anybody that's interested in contributing into any open source project.
Yeah, and my favorite thing he points out is that people often think like, I never work on a project of this scale, mm-hmm. so no, I'm scared contributing. Actually, if you want to work on a project of big scale, you're gonna contribute to .NET, and then next time in your resume you will put, I work on a big scale project, right? And the problem solved, so you don't have this problem anymore.
That's right. It's a great opportunity to get your skills up to speed or just to learn new things and to also get some experience.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So from .NET to AI, AI team recently made a video.
Yeah, AI and R. AI and R, yes.
They basically made a video about explaining what artificial intelligence is. So if you have a kid or you have a grandma and you need to explain what AI is, show this video. And it basically explains what artificial intelligence is, how deep learning works, and why we need it, and how it helps different people, mm-hmm. like farmers or scientists or
real examples.
Yeah, on real examples. Exactly.
What I like about this is, I mean, if you know a bit about artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. or if you heard about it in the news or technical articles, there's always mentions of machine learning, artificial intelligence, neural networks, and all these different things. But how do they play together? And this video, I actually watched this video, and actually is a great example and walkthrough in very simple terms of mm-hmm. how everything mm-hmm. is connected, how neural networks work, what is AI, what is machine learning, and how it actually works. So it's a great video for anybody. Even if you're a developer that mm-hmm. has interested in to learn more, it's a great way to just get everything, the picture, how everything works and how it plays.
I'm not going to remember who said that, probably Einstein. Like, if you cannot explain something in 5 minutes, that you're not a pro in that area. Mm-hmm. Now I can watch that and pretend I'm a pro.
Just remember word for word and just tell it to everybody. Exactly. Like, that's right.
Awesome. And if you are a pro in AI and machine learning and how we call it data science, then you have a great basically resource for practicing this, right?
So there's a new virtual machines, data science virtual machines that are available through the Azure marketplace or mm-hmm. Azure store that you can get, and you can play around with different things here. And they have samples on them, they have different things. There's a version for Windows, a version for Linux. So you can try different things, you can play around with different things. And it's just a great way to get started without actually having to install the tools yourself and all this stuff.
Yeah, they even tell you how to get started because
step by step,
it's a video.
Videos. Yes, it's a really great resource. So definitely bookmark this if you don't have time right now to go through this and just play around with these things. Yeah. Or just watch the videos.
Data science became crazy popular, and you know, and people always finding their way to that, right? Yeah. And there's a lot of ways for people, like from different backgrounds and different, I would say, lives, to find their way. What we're gonna talk about next is a series of we have for a while now, right?
Yeah, Humans of Microsoft. It started a few months ago.
Yeah, and this time it's Edward Sproul, which has a very complicated, you know, life.
No, that's right. I mean, I really like the series. that Rafat has started. It's basically goes to different people within Microsoft and just telling the world what the story is. It's just, we're not just technical people, we're basically people. So telling about them how they grew up, what their background was. And the story of Edward is actually really, really interesting. It's how he went from, you know, having a drunk driving accident early on and then spending some time in prison and then how he had to go through all that through his life. It's actually a really great story, and Edward goes through it and talks about the lessons and what he's done through his life, which is really great.
So I'm talking about people. We have another episode of Gal's show, and it's a very special episode because it's an interview with Julia Lewson.
That's right. I mean, Julia is the corporate vice president of Visual Studio and .NET, and she's been the company for about 25 years. And somehow had her interviewed her on Gal's, and she talked about her life from getting started at Microsoft as a right out of college, so graduating college, becoming college, and going through the ranks and all the projects she's been working on. It's a great video. I should definitely recommend it.
Yeah, and I already mentioned it once that Julia used to be, I don't know, avoiding or not willing to come for like shooting and videos. She was like very relatively hidden person, even having this position. And now it's a good opportunity for you to meet the person behind Visual Studio, right?
That's right. That's right.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
picks of the
week. That moment of the week.
So let me tell about my first one. This is actually a really cool one, and it's probably not for everybody. If you've been developing, if you've been in the industry for a while, it's probably not for you. But it's definitely worth to give it a shot. This is a new way there's a new font, actually. It's a way to code faster with programming ligatures. And what is ligature? It's a way to combine one or more letters and join them into a single glyph. So you know how you have smiley faces, you have the column with the parentheses, and a lot of platforms now, they actually give you a glyph for that. It's actually a smiley face, so it's much easier to read. So there's a new Fira code. It's called Fira code. It's a language. You can actually use it in multiple editors. There's an add-on also for Visual Studio that actually, when you do greater or equal, actually just replaces it as a glyph. And the code behind it still remains as an ASCII code, but when you actually visualize it and presents it to you, it presents it as a nice visual glyph. It's a really easy way to actually read through it.
So if your first book when you were 4 years old was C++ language by Bjørn Straustrup, you don't need this. Right? If you're coming from a math background or just regular school math background, then this will probably help you.
Yeah, I agree. When I first saw this, I was like, I'm already used to this. It looks weird. Yeah. But I mean, if I start coding like this, I think this will be much easier to read. And even just to people that don't know, they haven't used code before, it'd be easier to read and understand. So I think it's easier.
And my pick of the week is, again, one of my favorite topics, AI and machine learning. And Daniel Holden from University of Edinburgh, along with his friends and colleagues, they made a new algorithm, new method for neural networks based on the phase function neural networks. And basically, the thing they made is they captured a lot of motions, like human motions, and then they trained neural networks how to move when you want to move this character along a certain path. Mm-hmm. Even like with the complex terrains, like if it's not just on the plane, it's also maybe a terrain. And what this neural network does is it makes it very natural, and like all the animations, they are very smooth and they're natural for you to see. Like if, for example, when it's climbing and it requires hand help, like you need your hand to help yourself, it will do it. And like if you are an animator and you want to make it manually, it will take a long time to make, right? It's manual work. And with this neural network, once they integrate it to real animation packages, it will be a huge deal for animators.
No, I agree. It just makes the job easier for anybody doing the video game development or even doing movies or whatever it is that has to do with graphics. And then doing all this work is amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's really cool. Thanks everyone for joining us. Hopefully we'll see you in 2 weeks when Build is all over, and hopefully you'll have fun watching Build next week. So have fun and have a good one.
Have fun. Yeah.